Representative Matt Rosendale throws cold water on efforts to impeach Joe Biden. By Bradley J. on November 28, 2023. The House will not be able to impeach President Joe Biden, opined Representative Matt Rosendale, R. Mount. Tuesday, throwing cold water on perhaps House Republicans' primary assurances to voters. I do not believe that you're probably going to be able to get an impeachment, a removal, of President Biden, Rosendale told Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business. But I do think that if our Department of Justice acted in a legitimate manner, that there's enough facts that are already laid out there on the table because of all the great work that Jamie Comer has done, that we can see that the Biden crime family has major problems. And I think the Department of Justice should be picking up a lot of this and starting to make charges and prosecutions. The Department of Justice, led by Attorney General Merrick Garland, is not expected to pursue investigations into Hunter Biden, although it has marshaled the resources of the federal government to pursue criminal charges for President Biden's projected opponent in the 2024 election, Donald Trump. Comer, the House Oversight Committee chairman, was one of three committee chairmen appointed by then-Speaker Kevin McCarthy to lead on the House's impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, RMO, and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, round out the trio. Rosendale's comments seem to undermine Comer, who recently expressed a desire for the House to hold an impeachment vote in the coming months. Well, certainly, that will be early spring, Comer said during an appearance on Fox News Hannity. The sooner, the better. It just depends on when these people come in for their depositions and transcribed interviews. We have about 24 people that we want to hear from, and we're expecting to hear from them in the next 45 days. After we hear from them, hopefully, we're able to wrap up our job on the Oversight Committee, which is to investigate criminal wrongdoing and issue a report. Then we will hand it off to the Judiciary Committee. I think we produced many smoking guns, he said. There are people in the mainstream media that want to say otherwise. But poll after poll comes out and shows that the American people are keeping up with this investigation and they realize that something bad is going on here. Despite Rosendale's dour view, the work Comer and other Republicans appears to be paying off. Also Tuesday morning, Hunter Biden offered to testify publicly before Congress in response to a subpoena from Republicans into his business dealings as part to the broader impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The younger Biden offered to appear on December 13, the date named in the subpoena, or another day in December. Bartiromo pointed out that Rosendale was one of the eight members who voted to boot McCarthy from the speakership, delaying House impeachment investigators as well as work on individual appropriations bills, which Rosendale touted as important. Follow Bradley J. on Twitter at @BradleyJ.